The fallout from Donald Trump's lewd comments that were caught on video in 2005 continues to reverberate in the Republican establishment and among Trump supporters. Donald Trump, of course, is no stranger to criticism over offensive comments made about specific groups. He famously called immigrants crossing the border from Mexico criminals and rapists, and has faced backlash for the way he has spoken about women. This time, though, things appear to be different. And joining us now to talk about that is Jill Abramson, political columnist for The Guardian. She was also the first woman to be Washington bureau chief and executive editor of The New York Times. Good morning, Jill.
Hi, David.
Jill, why does this seem to be the big one? Trump has been able to deflect previous controversies over things he said.
I think this is such a big story because the tape is such an unguarded moment. It is him revealing himself in the same kind of way that Maya Angelou once said to Oprah Winfrey, when someone reveals himself, believe him. And for some reason, I think this has finally sort of broken through as the moment he revealed his true self. Just joshing around with, someone who was, sort of a friend in the moments before he was going to be on a soap opera. It seems absurd, but it is, I think, a very revealing moment. Some of the others have been during debates and moments, that even though some of the things Trump says seem so offensive and absurd, they're still scripted moments of a kind, and this wasn't. And I think that's what set it apart.
Well, what do you make of the defense that some Trump supporters are using that, this is just locker room talk, kind of a boys will be boys thing?
It reminds me a little bit. Jane Mayer and I did an investigative book years ago on Justice Clarence Thomas, and some of his defenders said the same things about the disgusting things that he said to Anita Hill that amounted to sexual harassment. And what's different about Trump's words is, he's talking about assaulting women, not giving them a minute before he grabs and kisses them or grabs them somewhere else. And that isn't boys being boys. That's being, brutal and, beyond the pale.
And I think it sounds like you have someone in the room there with you, too.
I do. I have a one-year-old granddaughter who is equally appalled by these, as you described them, lewd comments. I think they go beyond lewd to, just completely grotesque.
So what happens in tonight's debate? I know this morning.
Who knows?
Of course.
I think that he will attempt, if he shows up. I've read things saying he may not. I think he will. I certainly don't think he's going to drop out. I suppose he'll repeat the apology that both he, in the tone that, he did on that second tape. The first statement was obviously beyond inadequate. And, that he'll try to, apologize again. But I don't think it's going to work. And I read everywhere else that he's going to go on the attack against Hillary Clinton about her husband's sexual past. And I don't think that will work. That, that's Bill Clinton. That's not Hillary Clinton. And I just think that's going lower again and will be ineffective.
Well, Jill Abramson, political columnist for The Guardian, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks. That's a rattle in the background.
It sounds like you.
Thanks, David.
Well, thank you both for joining
us. We'll see you tonight. Okay. Bye-bye.
This is WNYC.